Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Scorpio rising, sixth house, health, daily work, routine, the body. Mars moves into your sixth house, the house of labor. Your traditional ruler is home. You have the capacity to work harder than anyone in this window. The risk is burning the engine before the room closes if the energy is not directed. Around April 12th and 13th, Mars-Neptune conjunction in your sixth house makes routines feel inspired but unfocused. Health matters vague. The motivation is real, but the structure is not. That is the trap. Mercury enters April 15th into your sixth house and helps you diagnose what is actually happening in your body and the daily system. Use it to build a plan, not just to feel busy. Saturn meets Mars on April 19th in your sixth. Discipline and endurance apply to the physical body and the daily structure. Saturn in fall will not enforce limits for you. You build sustainable system now, or minor neglect becomes a major problem later. Mercury catches Mars on April 20th in your sixth. The daily plan gets specific. Schedules, health protocols, work systems. The mind is fully engaged in operational details now. This is the day to build the actual structure for the routine you want to carry into room two. Write it down and make it concrete. Your job? Build a system that can hold the fire you are generating. This is not about inspiration. It's about what you do on a Tuesday morning. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.